And W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Georgia voters are deciding the final U.S. Senate contest in the country, choosing between Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock and Republican football legend Herschel Walker today.
Yesterday, Republican Walker and Democrat Warnock held rallies before today's runoff. Walker told voters what happens at the polls depends on how many voters show up at the polls.
Get your friends to vote. Call your friends to vote. This is so important. And I say this, if you don't have friends, what do you do need to do? Make some friends and get them out to vote.
Incumbent Warnock displayed confidence, telling supporters, "We are going to win." And he said he doesn't mind giving his opponent credit where credit is due.
He was a great running back, and we're getting ready to send him running back to Texas.
I'm Donna Warder.
It could be Thursday before the power's back on for everybody who lost it in Moore County, North Carolina, after somebody shot up two power substations. Who and why, still unknown. Duke Energy's Jeff Brooks on the progress restoring electricity.
Some of this equipment does take, you know, a significant amount of work, a significant amount of process that goes through putting into place safely, getting it in service. But we are working in parallel on many paths to make sure there is nothing that delays this return.
He was heard there on WTVD-TV. A former Miami congressman who signed a $50 million consulting contract with Venezuela's socialist government has been arrested on charges of money laundering and representing a foreign government without registering. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Miami says Republican David Rivera was arrested at Atlanta's airport. Ukraine's President Zelensky visited a city near the front lines this morning while Russia reports being hit by drone attacks for a second day. Cheers actress Kirstie Alley has died. She was 71. This is AP News.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
You hear the phrase a lot this time of year, happy holidays. But holidays are not always happy, particularly for guys grappling with a divorce that they didn't choose. These men need more than the help of a good lawyer. They need the hope and encouragement of a good friend.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Atlanta area attorneys. 404-793-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. 1 Glen Lake Parkway Northeast, Suite 975, Atlanta, Georgia 30328.
We tried Dynavite Nutritional Supplement, and after a couple of weeks, we noticed a big difference. Our little Gizmo's coat was shinier, and there was a lot less scratching and shedding.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Are you dreading going into work every day? Do you want a career where you can earn more and feel appreciated? If you answered yes, then Sigma Castings, a division of Sigma Engineered Solutions in Marcus Ann and Jackson, is your answer. They are more than a company. They are a family of dedicated experts that span the continents. Here are a few ways they make you feel appreciated. Entry-level pay is $18 an hour with regular performance reviews. After 90 days, you get 80 hours of vacation plus 11 paid holidays. They will give you a $2,000 sign-on, stay-on bonus. They offer a robust benefit package with low premiums and great coverage, and their 401k will blow you away. Now hiring first shift, Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. till 2 p.m. Start your new career today at Sigma Castings in Markazan and Jackson. Find them on Indeed or call 920-260-8560 and wake up happy to go to work.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's your mind, Gene of Eau Claire?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's your mind, Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. Outside groups spent a record amount of money on races for Wisconsin governor and other state offices during the midterm elections, more than $93 million, according to the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. That's 50% more than the old record set in 2018. 35 groups spent about $48 million to help Republicans, and 36 groups spent about $44 million on Democrats. Outside spending numbers on U.S. House and Senate races come out early next year. Governor Evers lights up the Wisconsin holiday tree in the Capitol Rotunda in Madison today. This year's theme is The Waters of Wisconsin. In sports, the Bucks beat Orlando last night 109-102. Tonight, Badger men's basketball host Maryland Marquette welcomes North Carolina Central. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother,
I
like dig it. Stop. Right on.
Brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show.
To bring some love.
As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. How you doing, Connor?
I'm doing all right, Earl.
All right, man. As always, I got a lot to talk about, man. I'm going to begin the conversation this morning with just man. I don't know how much more we can take or I can take. We're seeing so many young people being murdered in our city. Another young boy, 16 years old, murdered last night. Two actually. One coming home from a basketball game. And I watched the family. You know, the news was pointing out that this young boy had changed so much in the last 7 months. And the parents, the grandparents said that the streets got him. And out of everything that they've worked with to bring the young man up to that age of 16, somehow the allure of the streets have just consumed so many young people in urban areas. You know, I don't know if that's, and I know it's probably not the case in rural areas, but so many young people become trapped in who they hang out with, and they just cannot separate themselves from, I don't know, Connor, is it the glamour of the streets, or what is it, man, that makes these young people 15, 16 years old? Is it the things that the streets offer that they can't get, that their families can't provide them with, the streets can? Is that what it is?
I mean, it's such a
it's a broad subject, but at the root of it is life and death, and life and death for young people who never get a chance to even live. I spent a lot of my time, and I have over the last over 20 years, working in the arena of young people in trying to understand and give them direction about the value of life. And it's getting more and more difficult for young people to separate themselves from. Is it the glamour of the streets, man?
I don't think it's the glamour of it. I don't think anyone decides to find community elsewhere beside somewhere more safe because it's fun. I think they do it because they don't have any directly available option that seems, you know, in their best interests at the time, right? Because, I mean, there are lots of community action initiatives in these places, but a lot of it just comes down to
the things that they can get.
Yeah, like it's such a multi-layered and complex issue, so it's difficult to put one issue at the pin of it.
It is multi-layered and complex, but at the end of it is life or death.
It is,
and so when imagine, and I'm talking to the broader audience. Imagine if your child and your parent and your child is just all of a sudden taken away from you in many different ways. And again, one of them is the fact that they no longer are concerned about you and what you've taught them and what you attempted to teach them about their lives. And make no mistake about it, I'm going to spend an inordinate amount of time this morning. People may say, you know, why are you spending that amount of time? But I'm going to spend an inordinate amount of time talking about, you know, America being one nation. America's not one nation. We need to stop talking about we're one nation. We stopped being one nation a long time ago. We are clearly divided as a nation, and more divided as a nation than I can ever remember us being. And I am talking about, you know, even in those 60s, in my lifetime, in the civil rights struggle. This nation is divided in desperate need of a healing. And not just what's happening in urban centers across the nation. The nation is divided and headed down a path and a trajectory of no return. But I wanted to begin the conversation, and Connor, you're from a place where you saw a lot of death and people afraid to walk the streets in one of the, you know, largest three cities in the entire nation, which is what Chicago is. And it's been the death knell in Chicago has been going on over the last 25 to 30 years. And we as a nation have not saw fit to find a way to stop the killing. 25 to 30 years ago, kind of, the killing wasn't so much young children as it is now. And, you know, it's, you shouldn't accept or be able to accept adults being slaughtered. But certainly when young people whose lives are snuffed out before they even get a chance to begin their lives, if that is not a priority in a nation, you have to, you really have to, you know, ask the questions why. Listen, man, it's hard to say, you know, we're concerned about the killings all over the earth, and we as a nation want to step in and do something about the killings in Ukraine or anywhere else, when right under our own noses, the killing is so demonstrative that we disavow that. And then we talk about spending billions upon billions of dollars to address the killings in different parts of the world. And we won't address the killings inside of our own borders. I don't understand that. We're going to spend some time this morning, you know, talking about a divided nation. And I'm going to point out the different areas that we are divided in. And some may say, well, we've always been divided. Well, if that's the case, in some instances we have. But in my lifetime, never to the degree that we are now. And I'd love to hear from the audience about whether I'm just off base. I know I'm not. I know that what I'm saying is 100% accurate. But I was listening to the grandmother, and I don't know. I've never, you know, I have loved ones who've died, but my family has not been touched as of yet by someone who's been murdered. Connor, you ever have that in your family, in your, that you know of? Murdered?
No, I haven't, fortunately.
Okay. So abrupt, the abrupt ending to somebody's life. Can you imagine getting a phone call saying that your 16-year-old child has been murdered? How do you heal from that? Now you multiply that, you know, tens of thousands. You know, they talked about 10,000 Ukrainians have been killed in the theater of war. Man, what do they have, man? Tanks? Rockets? Drones? High-powered weapons? They're at war. You understand people dying in the theater of war. Last time I checked, you know, there's a war going on inside the borders of this nation that is being dismissed. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. What say you? You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m. and you're sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. If you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
grew up hearing that women are bad with money, but I pay bills and take care of my family, so I'm pretty good with money. And now I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. Jumpstart your retirement savings at WeSaySaveIt.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Only life had a remote control. You could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the 1-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Slight chance for scattered rain showers today, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 39, winds out of the east 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight, lows around 29. Daytime highs approaching 40. Tomorrow, overcast skies. A dusting of snow Thursday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. One nation under God, the hell we are. We are not one nation under God. I don't know if we've ever been that. We are as far apart as a nation as we've ever been, and I'll prove it in a minute. And, I began again talking about the blood that runs in the streets, unabated in this country. And at the root of it all is a gun. Well, you may say, you want to interfere with my rights to own a gun because people are dying from the gun. And so the people who are dying from the guns are all criminals. And so, if people would just do the right thing with guns, hell no. You got to understand, when you live in a country that is devoid of morality, and I'm just telling you, I don't care, what the people claim to be in this country. If you don't care about your brother, you may say, hey, I live in rural America. Those people that's dying, they're dying in the central city. No, people are dying all over this nation from guns. We know that they're dying from guns, and you can't keep ammunition on the shelves because people in this country are so drunk with the power of a gun in their hands that they dismiss all of the killing. Nowhere in the world are people dying at the hands of their fellow countrymen as much as they are in this country. That's a fact. And younger people, children, dying before they even get a chance to live. You imagine this. Just imagine this. When I was a young boy, the funeral parlors were full of old people. You walked into the funeral parlor. If you saw a young person in the funeral parlor, it would be because of some natural cause. funeral parlors are full of young people. For every older person, there's a young person who has lost their lives. Listen, the nation is in a horrible place. You may say, not where I live. When I'm done today in pointing out, you know, what's happening in this country, whether you want to believe it or not, the trajectory of where the nation is headed, and I know you'll say, well, this is the beloved America. This is my country. My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Oh, come on. If you and I aren't willing to take this country and move it into a more, you know, harmonious type of country, the long-term future of her is in jeopardy. I don't care how many nuclear weapons we have, how many brand new B-21 bombers, you know, that can't be detected by any radar. None of that stuff matters. And if you think that does, you're part of the problem. America. Look at her. Look at her. You know, excuse me. You know, 844-967-2789 is the number. There has to be value placed on human life. We live in a society that devalues human life. That's what America is. It places things above human life. Didn't just get that way. You know, America's been that way for a long time. I'll say she's just gotten worse with that. She has certainly dismissed people's lives that don't have value based on the fact that the numbers in their bank accounts or the fact that they don't have bank accounts means that their lives don't have any value. That's America. I got a lot to talk about, and I got a lot to get off my chest. 844-967-2789 is the number. You can join me. I mean, I have enough in me to do it not only for 3 hours, I have enough in me to do it for 300 hours alone. We gotta change the trajectory of where this nation is headed. Gotta go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving.
Crisis in Ukraine. I'm Rita Foley with an AP News Minute. Today is Armed Forces Day in Ukraine, and President Zelensky appeared at a city near the front lines this morning while Moscow reported drone strikes hit Russia again. Today's reported strikes were carried out a day after Moscow blamed Ukraine for similar attacks on two air bases inside Russia. The AP's Charles de Ledesma on Britain's intelligence update.
The military experts say Moscow's likely to consider the base attacks as some of the most significant failures of force protection since its invasion of Ukraine. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov says Russian authorities will take the necessary measures to enhance protection of key facilities in view of these latest attacks blamed on Ukraine. Russia, meanwhile, has maintained hits on Ukrainian territory, shelling towns overnight near the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. This left more than 9,000 homes without running water. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And
attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
You hear the phrase a lot this time of year, happy holidays. But holidays are not always happy, particularly for guys grappling with a divorce that they didn't choose. These men need more than the help of a good lawyer. They need the hope and encouragement of a good friend.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Atlanta area attorneys. 404-793-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. 1 Glen Lake Parkway Northeast, Suite 975, Atlanta, Georgia, 30328.
We tried Dynavite Nutritional Supplement, and after a couple of weeks, we noticed a big difference. Our little Gizmo's coat was shinier, and there was a lot less scratching and shedding.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. Outside groups spent a record amount of money on races for Wisconsin governor and other state offices during the midterm elections, more than $93 million, according to the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. That's 50% more than the old record set in 2018. 35 groups spent about $48 million to help Republicans, and 36 groups spent about $44 million on Democrats. Outside spending numbers on U.S. House and Senate races come out early next year. Governor Evers lights up the Wisconsin holiday tree in the Capitol Rotunda in Madison today. This year's theme is The Waters of Wisconsin. In sports, the Bucks beat Orlando last night 109-102. Tonight, Badger men's basketball host Maryland Marquette welcomes North Carolina Central. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
You can text us at that same number. Listen, if I'm, you know, destroying your good mood, you got up early this morning, you had your cup of coffee, things are going good, things are going great, the holiday is around the corner, and what I'm saying is raining on your parade, you know, you just heard them say $91 million. $91 million spent on in the state of Wisconsin on campaigning this past, you know, election cycle. And that's just a cycle. And we know people are homeless and we know people are hungry. And if when you hear $91 million and you don't cringe, you're missing the point. America, the greatest nation on earth? I don't think so. And And as we move forward with the show and with the program this morning, I'm going to point these things out. If what I'm saying is inaccurate, 844-967-2789. I'm going to clearly point out to you that this nation is headed down a path that must be corrected. And who can correct her outside of you and I? Got to be willing, you know, to step forward and take on the risk. Can you imagine what the nation is going to be like, you know, next year, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now? If we don't change her, knowing where she's headed, seeing it every day, if we don't correct it now, yeah, there won't be much anymore of even talking about what she was, because you're not going to know anything about what she was. She's dog eat dog now. Can you imagine? One nation under God. Yeah, that's going to be so far in the rearview mirror. There'll be anarchy in the streets. We're not far away from that now. I was reading something the other day that said that the FBI is setting itself in priorities to address the threats of the MAGA people. That's how serious this is. Well, you shouldn't say that the MAGA people have a right to feel the way they feel. What the hell are you talking about, man? Many people in that MAGA movement have clearly pointed out what kind of threat they are. And you don't want people to say that they're a threat and the FBI is preparing and talking about the threat that's coming and what they're preparing for? One nation under God. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Let's go to the phone lines. Hey, Tom, what's going on, man?
First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. Second is that whoever came up with the term pro-life on the right was really quite brilliant, because it's pretty hard to lose when your moniker is pro-life. Somehow we on the left need to take over that term and the messaging behind it. You know, everything that you're talking about, guns, war, poverty, healthcare, capital punishment, everything is about freedom and life. And somehow the right has stolen that term of freedom and of life from us, which is the division point of all of this. Then you got money in politics. So like you said, it's almost like when they announced that this morning on the news, it's almost like, whoa, that person did great. They got $90 million. It's like it's becoming a sickness up to the point where if you raised $20 million, wow, you're a big loser. You don't have any support. I mean, that's what's so sick about our country is the greed. And I'm going to say it. We on the progressive side, or at least the friends that I speak to, including you, were pro-life. They're not pro-life.
So let me say this, man. You know, we can talk about pro-life, and look at the amount of deaths that murders that happen in this nation on a yearly basis. We can talk about abortion. We can certainly talk about that. But man, America is the number one place where people are murdered. We can't talk about abortion and then not talk about people whose lives are snuffed out more than they are when we're in a theater of war. But we don't talk about that. But we don't talk about that.
No, of course not, because we look at that as that's like an honorable way to die, I guess. I would think a life is a life is a life, right? So I personally believe that the issue is not pro-life versus pro-choice. I believe it's pro-government's right to choose versus pro-the woman's right to choose, because most women choose actually to have a child.
That's
a different topic than that.
Yeah, that is this a different topic. So because
But we are pro-life. You're pro-life, Earl.
Listen,
you want to see the kid grow up to be an adult.
Listen, man, I want to see a nation that values the life of people who are already here as well as the life that has yet to come here. What sense does it make? The value of a life is the same. And we live in a nation that does not accept the fact that the value of a life is the same.
We live in a society where they say how much, we love the children. Children, they love the children.
We love our own children.
Well, okay. But then those same people have a gun that kills their children. It's like all these little toys, all these things are more important than the life of your children.
So let me ask you, because there are more people murdered in America by fellow Americans than any other nation on earth. We only make up 4% of the global population, but we kill one another more than any other nation on earth. Why? The percentages, why? And yet we point our fingers at other nations' shortcomings. I mean, we're gonna have a conversation this morning. You know, people can either disavow it and say, well, this shouldn't be a conversation that's held on the radio, and I would challenge you, where should it be held at?
Oh, it should definitely be held on the radio.
In the church? Okay. In the synagogue, in the temple, in the mosque.
The church is only going to talk about the government's right to choose, about a woman's right to choose for an abortion. They don't talk about pro-life in terms of these other things, about the killings on the street.
They don't talk about it
in terms of poverty and health care those things.
Hey, Tom, I would say this to you. This studio's in Waukesha. If the killings that go on in urban centers across this nation were happening in Waukesha, that would be an outrage.
Yeah.
That would be.
That's your fellow person. That's your fellow human being.
And people would be demanding that something be done. How come the wealthiest nation on earth that spends almost $1 trillion a year on armament can't do something about the slaughter of people in cities in this country? How come that's not a priority?
Oh, Earl, wait till the Latino guy that got out on parole goes and kills some white young girl. Then all of a sudden, it's the biggest story on the face of the planet, and they're going to talk about that when the cows come home.
Well, so we just saw in the United States Senate campaign with Mandela Barnes and Ron Johnson.
Exactly.
All the advertising was about the criminals that were loosed. And now they may be coming into your neighborhood, and people were outraged. and they voted based on the fact that how dare them let those criminals out and endanger our lives and our families.
Yep.
Okay. But now that that's over.
Oh, yeah, you're not going to hear a thing about it.
Well, bro. No. I'm telling you.
Ron Johnson. Ron Johnson's already looking to investigate Hunter Biden.
But I don't want to get bogged down, Tom, in what's happening with the political aspects of it, because I already know what that is, right?
Right.
I'm talking about the average American, right?
Well, I'm here to say that if it's a left or the right or whatever, I am a person that is pro-life, and I'm not going to be afraid of that word anymore. I am pro woman's right to choose, but I am pro-life.
Hey, Tom,
I think there needs to be a distinction between those two different things.
All right. Thank you very much for the call.
You bet. Thank you.
All right. Let me try to come at it from a different perspective. What has happened in this nation in my lifetime as I look at where she is now and where she was when I was a young boy? And we're more of a selfish nation now than we ever were. Individualism is what's at the root of the rot in America. You know, I'm doing fine. My children are doing fine. My family is doing fine. I live in a nice house. I live in a nice neighborhood. I got some money saved. I am doing fine. I don't have any time to be concerned about people who have not been able to make it in the society like I have. Why should I be concerned about what's happening to other people? That's America. That's who we are. Especially if those people are fellow Americans. Rather, people who are in Ukraine, oh yes. We have to do something about those people. Those aren't your brethren. Those aren't your fellow countrymen. One nation, under God, individual, with liberty and justice for all. Come on. Gotta go to...
¿Te tiene agobiado tu trabajo? ¿Sueñas con una carrera profesional donde puedas ganar más dinero y te sientas apreciado? Si tu respuesta es afirmativa, entonces Sigma Castings, una división de Sigma Engineered Solutions en Marquesan y Jackson, es tu respuesta. Son más que una empresa, son una familia de expertos dedicados que abarcan continentes. Te harán sentir apreciado de muchas maneras. Por ejemplo, el nivel básico de pago es de $18 por hora con revisiones periódicas de rendimiento. Después de los primeros 90 días de empleo, tendrás derecho a 80 horas de vacaciones más 11 feriados pagados. Aún más, ganarías un bono de $2,000 por permanecer en tu puesto. Te ofrecen un paquete de beneficios robusto, con primas bajas y excelente cobertura, y su plan de retiro 401k te va a impresionar. Se está contratando ahora para el primer turno, lunes a viernes, de 5 de la mañana a 2 de la tarde. Empieza tu nueva carrera ya con Sigma Castings en Marquesan y Jackson. Encuéntralos en Indeed o llama a 920-260-8560 y levántate en la mañana feliz de ir al trabajo.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Weather in a Moment brought to you by Wishkosh, providing technical assistance to workers, help with OSHA contract language, referrals to legal and health professionals, and assistance on safety and health. Call 414-870-3060. That's 414-870-3060.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Slight chance for scattered showers this afternoon, otherwise overcast skies. High temperatures reach up to 39, easterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies again tonight. Lowest level off around 29. Daytime highs approaching 40. Tomorrow, cloudy skies expected. A dusting of snow Thursday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. So here's what I'm talking about. And let's get into some context. At the root of this divide in this nation, at the root of it is I'm a conservative. And the rest of you people, you're not conservative. I don't care who you are. The divide is along the lines of conservative ideology that has taken over this nation. And so people walk around with this superior thought that we're conservatives. We know what's right. We know what's wrong. This is our country. And I've been around long enough to remember when the conservative movement started. And now it's over 50 years now. When this right-wing conservative movement, which has divided this nation, there's no more one nation under God, because 50 years or so ago, this movement called the conservative movement was spurned, was birthed in this country. And you clearly see that for the most part, people who call themselves conservatives have waged war on people who are not that. There can never be one nation ever again in this nation as long as there's a group of people called conservatives who don't want there to be a united nation. Unless that united nation are all conservatives with their views. That's where the war is. And what is a conservative? I'll say this. They refuse to respect the needs of society. That's what a conservative is. The needs of the society, what's in the best interest of the society, be damned. We're conservatives, and we're going to force this on you. I'm old enough to remember when the Heritage Foundation was created. The Bradley Foundation, all of these people who sinister Lee plotted to divide this nation. Even those of you who have followed that path as conservatives maybe don't know and don't know what's at the root of the Heritage Foundation and all of these other organizations, the Bradley Foundation and others, that created this divide in this country. And at the root of it is we have a God-given free will. It's what they'll say. And so they use God as a shield. And my God-given right to say and do all manner of things that don't include every human being. You know, when you look at what these people have done and are doing, lower the taxes. We don't need to pay all those taxes. Well, how's a nation going to be able to, especially a nation like ours, to run itself if there are no taxes in order to do the things that people need to have done in a nation? Excuse me. Well, the taxes are too high. Deregulations are wrong for business. Never mind that regulations are there for you and I. And that was the whole purpose of them. These people don't want any of that. Who does that benefit? A handful of people. You know, if you listen to conservatives, anything social is a dirty word. And if you want to, Republicans and conservatives, place individuals over what's in the best interest of the society. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Tell me I'm lying. And yet, we've got people who agree with it. Well, yeah, I think the individual and my individual rights and freedoms are more important than the majority of the people. I'm important. I can't live inside a society. I'm bigger and better, and my life has more value than the rest of the people in the society. That's what's at the root of this, and that's why we're never going to be able to pull this society together until we address those ills. So government takes a back seat. Because individuals with resources have been able to control the narrative. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. I'm just warming up. Got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds.
The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.